Florida's legislature has approved a program to provide pre-kindergarten classes to children across the state. They were responding to a constitutional amendment, which was approved by voters in 2002. But now that the program has become law, many fear that it will not deliver quality education. Amy Tardiff, a member station WGCU in Fort Myers, reports.
Next fall, approximately 100,000 Florida 4-year-olds may enroll in the state's first voluntary pre-kindergarten program. 3 hours of daily class time, in mostly private schools, will be taught by people who don't need to have college degrees. That much will cost up to $400 million a year. Despite the price tag, experts say those are not the high-quality standards they and voters asked lawmakers to uphold. They're upset about the 3-hour day, says Barbara Mainster, who runs Head Start programs in rural Florida and served on the state's pre-K advisory council.
3 hours of a program is probably enough to give a kid from a middle-class family enough of the kinds of things they need to be ready for school. However, kids at risk, no way is this enough.
Others are disappointed the lead teachers only need a Child Development Associate Certificate. That's a high school diploma or GED and 120-plus hours of on-the-job and classroom training. The state will urge but not require them to get college degrees in the next 5 to 8 years. Georgetown University professor Dr. William Gormley says that's another reason the plan isn't high quality.
I realize you do have to phase in the teacher education requirements, but those teacher education requirements are really of critical importance. The research does show that you're better off having a teacher with a bachelor's degree.
Gormley recently released a study showing Oklahoma's universal pre-K program is successful. It has significant effects on the children's reading, writing, and math skills when they enter kindergarten. Oklahoma offers full and half days, with a ratio of 10 students to one adult. It's taught in public schools by certified teachers with bachelor's degrees. Those are the characteristics of an ideal pre-K program, says director of the National Institute for Early Education Research, Stephen Barnett.
We begin with a highly qualified teacher. That means a teacher with a 4-year college degree. Research also shows that programs that have been really solidly effective have had relatively small class sizes.
Florida's student-teacher ratio will be ideal, 10 to 1. That's down from 18 to 1 in an earlier version of the bill. Governor Jeb Bush vetoed that bill, calling it weak. He told lawmakers this version is a practical solution. Miami Republican Representative Rafael Arza chaired the pre-K committee in the House.
The theme that has stuck out through all of this, that no matter what, it's not enough. We have a quality first step for the children of the state because this is a good bill and it does a great job of starting an incredible program for our state. And it does have enough in it for our children.
But Democrats, such as Senator Dave Arenberg, still aren't satisfied. They offered amendments to lengthen the school day to 6 hours and strengthen teacher credentials. Republicans said no. Arenberg says he voted for what he feels is a flawed program because it's a start.
I think that it's sort of impractical the way we've set it up. You know, I didn't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good, and so I voted for it. At least it's better than what we have right now.
Democrats hope to beef up the plan when the regular session convenes in March. Researcher and economist Steve Barnett says he's worried about, but hopeful for, continued improvements. He says the return on the investment from a high-quality program far outweighs the cost. But
the true risk of skimping on programs the way the legislature has done is that you end up paying for them, but you don't get any of the economic returns.
One of the biggest challenges will be finding and paying the teachers. Over the next 10 years, to accommodate growth alone, Florida needs more than 160,000 new teachers, not to mention complying with another constitutional amendment to lower class sizes, and the universal pre-kindergarten program. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers, Florida.